Hi there. The word for you today is don't take the bait. In 2 Corinthians 2 verse 11 we read, we are not ignorant of Satan's devices. Satan, whom the Bible refers to as the tempter, works in two ways like a seasoned fisherman. First, he knows fish get hungry and he knows when they'll be biting. Understand this, you were born with a hole in your soul that only God can fill, and unless you turn to God and build a relationship with Him, you'll keep trying to fill that hole with all the wrong things. Where can I find the right things, you ask? The psalmist answers, Psalm 16, verse 11, in your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. There's a marked difference in how Joseph responded to temptation with Potiphar's wife and how David responded to it with Bathsheba, who was the wife of Uriah. David looked and kept looking, not Joseph. The Bible says he fled. As a result, David reaped terrible heartache and Joseph reaped great blessing. Proverbs 1 and 10 says, if sinners entice you, don't consent. Come on, be honest with yourself. Acknowledge that there are places you shouldn't go, habits you shouldn't indulge, and company you should never be in. And number two, Satan knows what bait will hook you, just like a good fisherman does. So next time somebody fails and you're tempted to think, I'd never do that, stop and ask yourself, what would it take to make me bite? Now, you may not know the answer to that question at this moment, but I promise you, Satan does. And he is patient. He will wait a lifetime if he has to. He's in no hurry. He doesn't mind whether you fall through youthful lusts or on the last few laps of the race through more subtle sins, as long as you lose the race. So what's the word for you today? Simply this, don't take the bait.